Welcome to Aging Gayfully. We're about adventure, leisure, travel, being a citizen of the world, traveling to destinations, and being a part of the global community as we age and prosper in body, mind, and spirit.
Welcome to Aging Gayfully. I'm Josh.
And I am Chris. Happy Sunday, because we're recording on Sunday, so happy Sunday.
I swear I thought you were about to say happy St. Patrick's Day, because you're wearing green.
I am. I'm honoring my friend Bill today, because you know Bill, because we recorded a podcast with you a number of years ago, and said, you know, I haven't had this Aardvark shirt on in a while, and it just kind of hit me today, so here we are.
So Bill was the producer, like the voice behind the curtain there.
He was the voice behind the curtain, and Bill's still around. Got a really big job in Jupiter these days, but I certainly like his logo that he created. Of course, you know, that's another preamp for something that we were just talking about offline as we get ready to kind of look at doing a video podcast. What do you think, Josh?
Oh, I'm definitely down for it. Not today. And I told you I would tell you why when we started to record. And so now I tell you why. And this actually leads into our topic. Before we do that, so it's Aardvark is Bill's company.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor, but we're still shouting out Aardvark.
We're still shouting out, and you know, he could be some help down the road with us as we start doing some live streams and video podcasts, because you know, we need a producer in the back end to do the live stream, especially if we're going to start taking calls and comments, and you know, we'll figure it out. But you know,
I love it.
We've been wanting to go bigger time.
Yep, I love it. I love
it. This is the way to kind of do it. But you've got a new look about you today. What's up with that?
All right, so here we go. If you were to watch this video, first of all, you would see that I'm very clearly lit by the open window next to me, and it's creating this really bright patch on my face, and I've got this microphone in front of my face. And the reason that I do is that if I were to take this microphone away, and I will do that, Chris, so that you can see.
Yeah, I see a little.
So what I've got here is I've got a pink-red shadow where my beard used to be.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about why it's like that today. So today's topic is...
This is skincare by Josh.
No, not well. Kind of in a roundabout way. Mm-hmm. What I had done is I grew out this nice beard, but it was not as white gray as yours, but it was certainly gray. And so I said to myself, you know what? I would like to have it brown like it used to be. So I went out and bought some beard dye.
Oh, I'm laughing, and I don't even know the story, because I think I got the ending.
No, you. Well, the ending is sitting the right ending, before you.
I'm looking at the endings.
Let me just tell you, that shit burns, okay?
Oh, God.
And so I have now got this shadow, and I've it's just been itching the mess out of me for a week, because I did it last week or a week and a half ago, and I waited for the long weekend off work to shave it and then hopefully heal this all up before I have to go back to work looking like a clown. And I want to talk about the compulsion that I had to cover up my gray. You know, so this episode, as you can see, is about embracing the gray. And the larger picture, of course, is loving the age that you are. That's what we want to do. We want to age gayfully so that we are happy whatever age and stage we're in. And what I did is I went and I did this to myself, because for that little aspect of my being, I wasn't accepting who I was.
So this is like an episode of Josh's Gray Anatomy.
Well, we're not going to get into my anatomy now.
Well, I mean,
whether that's gray or not,
hair grows in all places of the body. I mean, if you're concerned about it up here, you're probably concerned about it down there.
Ain't no dye going down there, pal.
Not after that. Not after that burning sensation on your.
Absolutely not. No, we don't want the burning down below. That's right.
No, that would be tragic.
Let's talk about this because I went and I researched the amount of age mitigating products that are out there, and, you know, dyes and things that will tighten your skin and things that
Botox,
all these things. I was reading an interesting thing this morning actually about how young girls are hurting themselves because they are taking all of these anti-aging products that they see online. Now, these are young girls, right?
Yeah.
But they've been taught and they've seen that, hey, this is a thing that you need to be super concerned about because you need to not age. Well, it's all part of this whole industrial complex that exists to make people feel discontent with their age, right? And so we are here to fight that. And I am living proof that you can hurt yourself if you don't just settle into who you are.
Yeah. It's about acceptance.
So on your road to acceptance, have you had any sort of bumps? And I'm not particularly talking about beard dye, but in general, have you had any sort of struggles as you aged with the aging process?
I think the struggles, I don't know if struggle, at least for me, I don't know if struggle is the right word. I recognizing things that I used to be able to do that I can't do, or not that I can't do, is that I won't do because I know I know the pain that it would inflict on my body. Like, for instance, bowling. And I'm not capable of throwing a 14, 15-pound bowling ball like I did 30 years ago. I've never, you know, maybe this is the vanity in me, but I feel like as I look at pictures of myself over the years, I feel like I'm much better looking today than I've ever been. So I've always embraced the gray. Of course, it's easy to say that when I've got five older siblings. So, but for me, it's more of a recognition of things that I used to be able to do that I would like to do today, but really can't. Now, could I go out and throw a bowling ball? Sure. Would I need a lot of ensetaphenamine when I got home? Yeah, probably. But I've never had the, I've really, for me personally, I feel like these are the best days of my life, physically. So I've embraced the gray, as you can see with the beard. So,
well, I love that. I work with a population of people who deal with the consequences of the aging process on a day-to-day basis. You know, we're talking about older seniors, and we're also talking about issues that are a lot more substantive than, hey, I've got some gray now. You know, I lead some groups on grief. Because you have people who are grieving the loss of mobility. People are grieving the loss of the ability to see, the ability to drive, you know, the ability to hear, and are suffering very real emotional distress because of that, you know. And part of it is not accepting that this is the way it is now, and part of it is just the loss, you know, and it's a very legitimate feeling of emotional distress because of loss.
Well, loss comes in many shapes and forms. We often associate loss with death. And there is some type, and there is a correlation there. But there are many other losses in life that really impact our psyche and our own ability. And it's, how do we adjust to those? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just kind of tickled by this, but because you see so many commercials about trying to be younger than what you really are instead of embracing your age. And that's where a lot of the ageism comes to. It was interesting that we're talking about this because a couple of weeks ago, I did a presentation at a travel conference in Miami. And it was a 30 minute presentation. And the two people that were before me, it was interesting how they led up to my presentation about ageism in the media, and especially in travel, because the first fellow was a marketing AI expert, and he went through everything on his brand. And I'm sitting there thinking, he's missed a whole segment of people to market to. And then the next fellow comes up, is the president of the Stonewall Museum in Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. Well, Stonewall is all the folks that were involved in Stonewall in the 60s are now the LGBT seniors of today. So we moved into that. And then I started about talking about senior travel and the ageism in and around senior travel, and use some examples of marketing that if you want to access the senior client, you've got to market to them. You have to embrace the gray. And I think it's different for everybody how you do that. And so I'm intrigued by your conversation today, knowing that we're 15, 16 years difference in our age. I think that's, and how, you know, how we look at it and from our perspectives.
So we're talking about ageism, and we're talking about ageism in the media. Can you think of some examples of people who are seniors in media that, well, first of all, seniors in media in general, but then also that give a good example and that get to express the range of their life experience? They get to not be a caricature, but to be a fully fleshed out senior in media. Can we think of any? The only person I'm thinking of who's no longer with us was Betty White.
Right.
But I don't know that Betty White wasn't a bit of a caricature, because I don't know that we really found out much about Betty White's personal life.
Yeah, interesting. Because her longevity.
Yeah.
You know, she encompassed shows in the 70s, 80s. I mean, she was an icon. You know, one that comes to mind is Martha Stewart.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, she's embraced aging. You think of the things that have gone on in her life, how she'd been treated unjustly. Yet, she didn't let that bring her down. She continued on, and I think she's about to, I think she might have turned 80 this year. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she's an example of embracing the gray. But there's thousands upon thousands of people out there that are doing that, that don't get the notoriety, mainly because the mainstream media doesn't embrace it.
Yeah, but that's an important distinction, because having representation is so very important, whether we're talking about orientation, whether we're talking about sexuality, or whether we're talking about generation or age.
Mm-hmm. If I was running a media company, well, I guess I kind of am when I think of it.
Yeah, aren't you? What are you talking about?
Yeah. But you look at target markets, target audience, you know, what are you speaking to those, to that target? And that, you know, that's kind of what I talked about at the travel conference. You know, are you talking to your market? with the people that are with the people that they can relate to. You know, I want to think that I'm an open person and want to learn new things. But I also know that I'm probably going to feel a little bit more comfortable if somebody's promoting a product, that there's somebody that's using the product that's in and around my age bracket. Embracing the gray. I mean, it's such a great title because it has such different meanings for everybody. And it'd be interesting to get all of our listeners' thoughts on how they're embracing their gray.
Yeah, I would love to know that. And I, like I said, I work with seniors, mm-hmm. and I encounter day in and day out people who are so full of life and really so content with where they are. I want the world to see these people and to get to know these folks. And I got to tell you that there have been a few times where I've been talking to someone who I've known for quite a while, right, in the course of my job, and they will say in passing, well, I'm 94. And I'm like, you're 94? There is no way you're 94.
Right.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you that I've lost all ability to judge anyone's age. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I usually don't these days because I'm so terrible at it. And it really depends on the life that's coming out of someone.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Like you, you're what, like 39?
And a half.
But that half, Jesus.
I talked earlier about bowling.
Yes.
You know, I missed that. I missed that part of my life. I was very competitive. I am a Hall of Famer.
You are the Hall of Famer.
It's not even a rumor. It's true. But the reality of it, and I think that's part of the things as we age, is grasping the reality of the process and accepting it and then doing what you can and not worrying about what you can't do. That's why I kind of chuckled at you when you revealed so honestly that you were trying to cover the that you were trying to cover the gray, because I see and like you, working in the senior community for as long as I did, I've seen so many put that dye on their hair to try to cover up their gray so that they could appear just a little bit younger, yet in most cases really looks worse than what it was before.
Well, I will say this. First of all, it looked great. All right. So that's, it didn't feel good, but it looked great. Second of all, I didn't, you know, whenever anyone asked me at work, oh, do you look different? I'm like, oh yeah, I put beard dye in. So it's not like I was trying to hide there. I've worked there for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like.
They've seen a lot of versions of Josh.
They really have. So it's not that I was trying to hide it, but there was something there that I was trying to address, even though I wasn't necessarily trying to fool the people around me. And that'll be an interesting thing for me to unpack. But I do know that when I deal with folks who, as you're saying, they reflect back on what they can't do anymore,
right?
Like bowl or mm-hmm. whatever, the period of time between them really realizing that and them accepting that, I mean, sometimes it takes a long time for people to reach that point. Now, whether it took you 5 minutes to get there or whether it took you 6 months or however long, in that space that you lived between realizing it and accepting it, like, what are some of the things that you did or that your mind went through to get you from the point of realization and being annoyed about it and then accepting it?
I really think it's been my history of my entire life being around people who are older than me from day one. I've always had a respect because I've been around it. I mean, my parents were in their 40s when they had me. My nieces and nephews are as old as I am. So that tells kind of the age the age difference with my siblings. So I've seen it from a whole different perspective, and I've always gravitated towards it through the work that I've done. It's always just been a part of the lifespan that I've accepted. And I feel very fortunate about it. I don't, be 68 in a few months. And I was thinking the other day, I'm closer to 70 than I am to 60. And it doesn't really bother me because of the attitude I have about aging. And I think that's different. Again, it's different for everyone.
Yeah.
I've been around people who are older my entire life, and I understand I understand the nuances more so than I understand most things in life. I just wonder, as I get older, how I'm going to be able to transfer that personal experience into reality when, for instance, when I might need care, or when a major health calamity happens, because the reality is something usually happens.
Yeah.
How do you embrace the gray?
Yeah, and it sounds like that you are further along than a lot of folks because, again, you saw it around you, which then goes back to this idea of representation and why it's so important, so that it can be normalized. Mm-hmm. It's, hey, look, it's okay to have three chins and wrinkles and bags under your eyes, because that's just life. That's how it goes.
You can't see my three chins nor my bow tie with my beard. So that's my cover up. That's my cover up, Brother Josh. I just got it. I got it going on here with my big beard. Nobody can see my three chins and all those stretch marks, shit, God, hot damn. What are we going to do? I'm just going to be me, because
love it.
It's been very hard growing up in the 60s and 70s being gay and trying to be who you not are. So, and then you come into the political sense of things of what's going on here over the last couple of years. And, why can't we just be ourselves?
Yeah.
So embrace the fucking gray. Embrace it.
Yeah. And fucking age gayfully.
Fucking A. I guess we got to use the explicit now. The explicit tag button now on.
Yeah. I'm not editing that out.
This has been fun. Yeah.
All right. Well, embrace the gray, folks.
Embrace the gray. It's okay. And we're gonna send a collage of photos with Josh and his different looks, because Josh is one of these guys that could grow a beard in a week. So
yeah, well, maybe not this week.
Now, maybe not. He's got a little burn marks to kind of fix up, but we'll get a picture of that too, because people want to know.
All right, folks, that'll do us for this week. Chris, how can they get in touch with our handsome selves?
They can get in touch with us by saying yes, I am at aginggayfully.com. Yes, I am at aginggayfully.com, and send us your comments about how you're embracing the gray.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see that. Can't wait to be, maybe we'll read the stories on air.
There you go. And maybe we'll do a live stream.
So let me heal up a little bit first.
We got to get you photo. We got to get your camera ready.
All right, folks. Well, until next time, I'm Josh.
I'm Chris.
Bye-bye.
Hasta luego.